All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
And Father, just thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we thank you. We magnify your name today because you are great and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. We thank you that we have hope today. We thank you that we have grace today. We thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for faith. We thank you for the gift of faith being activated in the lives of your people, O God. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are great. You are mighty and you are holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for releasing the healing anointing even now to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for healing lung cancer. I thank you for healing stage 4 lung cancer. I thank you for that healing manifesting itself in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing. I thank you for the manifestation of the healing in the name of Yeshua. Yes. God, I thank you for the healing manifesting even now. Yes, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing liver disease, cirrhosis of the liver. Lord, I thank you for that healing manifesting itself even now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for raising that man up and raising that woman up in the name of Yeshua. I come against cervical cancer. I bind it in the name of Yeshua. And I pray for the healing to manifest itself in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. God, I thank you for healing breast cancer. I thank you for healing breast cancer right now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for healing that woman that received that diagnosis. I thank you, and I break the generational curse in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing, God. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes. God, I thank you for healing thyroid. The person's been struggling with thyroid issues. I thank you for that healing manifesting itself even right now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for healing, power being released in Yeshua's mighty name. I thank you, Lord God, for healing color blindness. Every person that has been struggling with color blindness, may they be able to see every color in the spectrum. Remove the veil from their eyes, and I break the generational curse of color blindness in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for doing that. I thank you for that testimony coming forward in Yeshua's mighty name. In Yeshua's mighty name, and I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing the financial blessing, the financial miracles in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for blessing that couple with that new home that they've been seeking for. Thank you for that home in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you because you're great and you're greatly to be praised. I thank you for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area and over this region that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. I thank you for raining down the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn out everything that is not of you and knocking down the high places and the idols that people have set up in their hearts that they may walk in liberty and freedom in Yeshua. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for imparting boldness to your people that they will walk in boldness. They would walk in boldness in the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I thank you for your blessing being upon this radio broadcast. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. Thank you. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. I am so thankful that I am here on the radio with you in 2021, 18 years, Straight From His Word. It's all been by faith. That God has blessed us to be here. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Glory to God. You know, if you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you and to minister to you. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return to the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. I put that out there right at the very beginning, because it's extremely important that we are living in the last days, and we are living in perilous times, and it's about to be about the Father's business, that there's an urgency to enter into a covenant relationship with him, enter into fellowship with him, that we're able to embrace the Father heart of God, because God loves us. God loves you. No matter what lie that the enemy has told, God loves you, and God has a plan, and God has a purpose for you. It's extremely important that we embrace the heart of Father God, and we walk in the place that God has called us to walk as his sons, as his daughters, in this time and this hour that we're living in. Saints, we were talking about, we're in the series, Have I Surrendered My All? And we're talking about being the surrendered life and having a surrendered relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, with Father God, and embracing the heart of Father God, and just being a yielded vessel. A lot of times when God taps you for ministry, you have no idea the details of your ministry assignment. As we were in Isaiah chapter 6 last week, let's go there. For those of you that weren't with us last week, God is something. There's a song that's called Yes. And it says, if I told you what I really need, would you still say yes? And, a lot of times, first of all, it's a privilege and an honor to be tapped by God to do something great for his kingdom, no matter how big or how small. Even if you consider what you're doing as not important, it's very important in God's kingdom, because it's help fulfilling his purpose. And God knew that you were the person to do the job, and you were the person that God tapped to do the job. And a lot of times you just don't know the detail, but we know that God has a way of encouraging his people so that as they embrace his will for their lives, they learn to walk in it. They learn to accept, it's like, okay, God, me and you tight, God, we okay. I think I can do this. In Isaiah chapter 6, it says in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. You see, one of the things that we need to do in the body of Christ, we need to have a spiritual revelation of who God is, not who God was. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. We need a fresh revelation of who Father God is. I pray that as you are listening to this teaching, that you will have that revelation. He said, I saw the Lord, and he was high and lifted up. And all above it stood the seraphims, which each one had six wings, and with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth full of glory. We need a revelation of God's holiness. When is the last time you had heard a teaching on the radio, on television, on God's holiness? I'll wait. Okay, I guess I waited long enough. When is the last time? That's something. We got to preach about God holding his saints. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. Even when you get to the book of Revelation, that's what they're crying out. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Because God is holy. God is separate. And the whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You see, something, we got to get to the place that if we are going to be the yielded and surrendered vessels that God desires for us to be, we got to have a revelation of what is inside of us, what is operating on the inside of us that we need to have purged. A lot of the contemporary preaching and teaching is it's all feel good. It's all about self. Exalting self. The Bible says you got to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. And we've gotten so caught up in our self-love that we've not allowed the Spirit of God to truly purge us, to complete the purging and the deliverance that needs to take place, because we all have things that are operating. We all have, over the years, have experienced things, and strongholds have been established by the enemy to where we get to the place that we're not walking in self-righteousness, but understanding and embracing that we have been made righteousness by the blood of Christ, not of our own, because our own righteousness is as filthy rags. We got to get to the place where we say, wait a minute. He says, woe is me, because I'm undone. You have to understand that Isaiah came from a royal lineage. And here, when he had a revelation of God's holiness, when he had a revelation of who God is, he says, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. My speech is not right. The way that I talk is not right. I dwell in the midst of a people, my environment, my friends, my associates. They're not right. They got unclean lips. The things that they're speaking, because the Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. And sometimes we have people in our atmosphere, in our environment, they're not speaking life. They're not speaking the things of God. They're not speaking the life of God. They're not speaking healing. They're not speaking deliverance. They're not speaking prosperity. They're not speaking self-denial and all the things. They're speaking things that bring us down and that binds us up, you know, that bring us into a place of oppression and depression. I'm going to tell you like it is. I can't be around negative folk. People that are always negative, they're always feeling down. I got to have somebody that got a little energy. You got to have some energy to you. You got to come with a little something when you're talking to me, you know. And I'm saying we all have good days. We have bad days, you know, where we're a little down and everything. Okay, if you're going to stay down, stay down. But get up. Don't stay there. Get up, get up, get up. Stay there. We do not allow the spirit of the world, the spirit of heaviness, to overwhelm us to where we can't function, to where we can't pray, we can't praise, we can't worship, we can't read the word of God. We cannot allow that to happen. We cannot allow people to bring things into our atmosphere, to speak things. A lot of times when folks start speaking crazy and stuff, I can't do it, saints, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. And I'd be like, man, this person here, they be bringing me down. You know, some people be so heavy and weighted down, they make you want to go take a drink, saints. Oh, my gosh. Seriously, you know, we have grown folk conversation here on Straight From His Word. You know, as a counselor, when I'm counseling individuals and I'm listening to their stories and I'm listening to the things, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it's like they don't know who they are in Christ. And then we have those that think, oh, I'm perfect, I'm fine, you know, all is good. No, it's not. In a lot of cases, it's not. But we got to be in a place to where we are open and we are yielded so that the Holy Spirit of God can show us this is an area that you have to let go of. This is an area where the enemy has bound you up in, because you don't have liberty. You're not walking into freedom. Christ came to set us free from every bondage, every yoke of bondage. To break the strongholds, that we would be released, that we would walk in liberty and freedom, that we are free to embrace our relationship with Him, with Father God, to where it is a joy to meet with Father God in the morning. It is a joy to spend time reading the Word of God. It is a joy to spend time in praise. It is a joy to spend time in just worshiping Him and just loving Him and thanking Him, for God is the author and the source of your life. And He says, woe is me. I dwell in the midst of a people with unclean lips, but my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. I pray that every person that is listening to this radio broadcast today, that the Lord will remove the veils, that spiritually they will have a revelation of who God the Father is, who God the Son is, who God the Holy Spirit is, and that you would have a revelation of God's holiness. Yes. It says, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away. Thy sin is purged. You see, when your sin has been forgiven by God, it's done. It's over. Now you have to receive it, embrace it, walk in it, live it. And he says, also, once his sin has been purged, once you received a place of deliverance and walking in wholeness. He said, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here am I. Send me. Here, Lord, I surrender. Here, Lord, I yield. Use me, Father. Use me. Use me. And you heard me say I was talking about the song, Yes. And the song says, if I told you what I really need, would you still say yes? And a lot of times when you think back and I look back over my life and in ministry, I ran from my calling for years. You know, I played Jonah for years because I did not want the calling. I did not want to embrace the ministry gift that I'm called to. And I ran from it because what I'd seen when I was growing up, and, you know, people said very cruel things about people that were in ministry and different things. And I wanted to be liked and received and all of those things. And I was like, nah, not for me. You know, I said, I'm out. I gave God the deuces. Mm-mm, don't want it. I said, God, you don't need me. You don't need me, God. You don't need me. And so I played Jonah for several years, you know. And I realized now when I look back and I was like, man, with everything that I've experienced from as a pastor, former pastor, as a counselor, all of the heartache, all of the rejection, it's like, man, if I knew this, would I have finally said yes to it? Would I have finally said yes to it? And yes, I would have said yes. Because it's not about us. It's about him. And understanding and recognizing that if you can impact one life for Christ, if there's one person, whether it's a brother, mother, your children, co-worker, that comes to Christ, you've made a difference. You've made an impact in this world. You've made an impact for the kingdom of God. And that's a great reward. You were a vessel that was used to bring somebody out of darkness. You made the difference. You made the difference. You were able to rescue somebody and snatch them out of the pit from the power of sin and from the power of darkness. And that is on your account that you want a soul for God. And it's like, God, would I still say yes? And you got to get to the place to where you're yielded and you're surrendered to the will of God. You heard me say, you know, a lot of times I share some of my testimonies of my own personal walk with the Lord, because this is not theory, it's not theoretical. And, you know, I ran from the call of God for so long because I wasn't surrendered to do his will. I had to learn to surrender. I'm still learning how to surrender to the will of God, because I got a little rebellious streak in me. I can be a little rebellious. I can be a little stubborn. You know, even with my relationship and knowing who Father God is, I can have a tendency to be, you know, God, no, I don't want to do that. Is there anybody out there that can testify to that fact? And it was like, man, here's my testimony. When God called me into the ministry or revealed to me what my ministry was, and I was 17 years old, I didn't want it. I ran from it, you know, and I ran. And finally, when I finally accepted the call, I thought I was being yielded and surrendered. And how did I get to that place? I was in a bad automobile accident. I should have been killed in it. And I said, okay, Lord, that's it. I'm done. I will accept the calling. Because the enemy was trying to take me out. The enemy's been trying to kill me since I was born. Because I never understood my significance in the kingdom of God and the impact that God would use me in that manner. And when I finally accepted the call, I started going to church. I got baptized and I started serving in the church, young minister, and doing all of those things. And I just moving on right along. And I got caught up in the Word of Faith movement. And I was like, man, this is great. You know, I was naming it and claiming it and blabbing it and grabbing it and all of these things. And I had all of these desires. And I understand the title is, Have I Surrendered My All? And you heard me talk about this last week in Psalm 35. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And realizing the fact that, as you walk in fellowship and covenant with him, his desires become your desires, which becomes easy for them to fulfill, because God has already has a plan and purpose for your life according to Psalm 139:16. So I'm just realizing the very essence and the very fact that I thought I was accepting and embracing the call. And, you know, I wanted to be a multimillionaire. My goal was to become a multimillionaire before I was 30 years old. That was my goal. That was my objective. And I was striving and working towards achieving that goal with my little business ventures and all these different things. And I finally came across something that appeared that it was going to make this happen, that I was going to become a multimillionaire before I was 30 years old. And I was on track. And all of a sudden, and you know, all of a sudden, things begin to fall apart. The deals and the things begin to fall apart. Things just stopped. You know, I was excited. I was like, man, I'm going to make this amount of money off this commission. We can close this deal. We're going to do this. Man, I'm going to be rich. But it wasn't what God had for me. And I told you about the word that I received from a friend of mine about, God, what is your will? God, what do you want for me? You know, what is it that you want for me? And in this process of time, you know, because I told God, I made a deal with God. I said, okay, Lord, here's the deal. I will stop preaching. I will keep serving in the church. And, you know, at the church that I was serving in, I was an usher. I was an usher. And I was serving in that capacity. I said, Lord, I'll just keep serving. I don't need to preach anymore. And I'll just be an usher. And you bless me to become a multimillionaire, Lord, and I'll give 20% tithes and offerings. You know, I'm just like, you know, I was going to get that money, honey. And the gift of God's placed it in me, and he put me in a position in being an usher that I was able to meet some very prominent Christian leaders, not knowing that once again he was setting me up for what he wanted me to do, what he had for me. And all of a sudden everything just started falling apart, and I said, Lord God, what's going on, Lord? I said, Lord, me, I said, let's have a talk. I said, Lord, I'm going to church. I'm serving as an usher. Not what he called me to be. So I was out of position. I was out of place. I said, I'm paying my tithes. I'm giving my offerings, Lord. Oh God, what is it? You know, what's going on? You know? And he spoke to me in that audible voice. He says, you've not accepted the call. And I'm like, what? I said, wait a minute. He spoke to me in my living room. I was living in Kirkland at the time, and my mother was in the bedroom. He says, you have not accepted the call. You've not surrendered to the call. And at that moment, I dropped my head, because I knew exactly what he was talking about. And just like Isaiah says, woe is me because I'm undone. I knew at that moment, at that instant, that I was undone. I knew that I had placed an idol in my heart, and that I had not truly surrendered my life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I had not surrendered to do the will of the Lord, because he had made a sacrifice for me to live and to allow me to be where I was at that point in time in my life. And we need to get to the place, saints, that we are yielded, we are surrendered to the Holy Spirit of God, and that we are allowing him to show us, to purge us, and to deliver us from any and all things that will hinder us from being a surrendered vessel. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers that the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. You will be blessed. Remember that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yeshua is Lord. Return imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, and your co-workers, that their hearts will be open to receive the love of God, and that we will have a surrendered walk with him. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.